It's the Coffs Case 186.3 Triple M and the Smoffy with you this morning. We have spoken along the way to Pat Conaghan about the travel industry, in particular travel agents, and a plan that he's been fighting for. Well, some good news. We've got him on the line to explain what's happened. Pat, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Moffy. How are you?
Very well, mate. A lot of fighting and a good outcome.
Look, this is a great outcome, and I have to say, I'm really chuffed with the result. As you know, we've spoken about it for a number of months now. The travel agents have been suffering since the pandemic hit, and they're still not out of it. There's a lot of businesses out there that are making good money. They've recovered. They're back on their feet. But because the international borders are still closed, the travel agents, they're still suffering. So this $130 million that was announced earlier in March, we've now settled the new tier structure so that they get a decent sum of money to help them through the next 3 months.
So explain to us how this is going to work, Pat.
Okay, so the old tier system, if you earned, for example, $50,000 to $99,000, you received a fairly paltry amount. I think it was about $1,500. What we've effectively done is throughout the tier systems, we've increased that three or four times. So let's say, for example, last time you received $7,500. This time you'll receive somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000 to ensure that your business, your operations can keep going for the next 3 months, because I'm assured by the Minister, Dan Turn, that there will be another tranche of funding to get the travel agents to the end of the year. So that's really positive, because what we've seen the bubble open up with New Zealand. We're already talking about a bubble with Singapore. That's really positive, and it gives the travel agents real hope that they'll be able to pay their staff, pay their overheads, and be able to survive for the next 6 months. And that's all we've been asking for, just to help them through, because they've been doing the heavy lifting with all those bookings. It was $10 billion worth of bookings that they've managed to either return to their customers or keep rolling over for the last 12 months.
Mm. Well, you know, it's that light that they were hoping to see is finally looking like it's here, mate.
Well, it is here, and I've spoken to a number of the travel agents today, and I have to say that Kevin Hogan, just up there in Page, he's been very good as well. We've been on the phone to the Minister every single day, making sure that this rollout was the right rollout, that there was enough money to go around, that we ensured that the travel agents would keep their employees on and not just shut the doors when they receive the money. And that's one of the conditions that they have to say they're solvent, and they must say that they'll use their best endeavours to keep all their employees there. And I know they will, because they ring me every day and they're not concerned about themselves. They're concerned about their employees, the people who work for them. So this is a fantastic result. It was worth all the effort. It is a shame that it didn't come out a few weeks ago, but at least we got them off him.
Exactly. And well done, mate. Congratulations on your hard work with this.
Thanks, Moffy. I appreciate it.
There he is, Pat Conaghan, joining us this morning. And it's a great result. And again, it just goes to show what happens when you've got someone who's in your corner and fighting for you. And the travel agents, I'd say, would be very, very happy with it. It's the Coffs Coast 186.3 Triple M.